Scott, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Just set the news of the day. The SEC Football Media Days will be in Atlanta next year again. And then in 2021 at the new Nashville Grand Hyatt Hotel at Nashville Yards. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Greg. We're excited about that. And, you know, it's one of those events that we've never had the opportunity to host in Nashville. And given, you know, the growth of our Music City Bowl and the partnership with the SEC and then the long-term agreement we have through 2035 now with the SEC on the basketball tournament in Nashville and you know, all the people now that have supported the various schools through the alumni's growth in Nashville, I think this is a great opportunity to showcase our city. I mean, anytime you've got an opportunity to have 1,000 media in your city for 3 or 4 days and 40 or 50 hours of live television coverage emanating from your city, I think it's a great opportunity, especially in the summer, to really promote all the things that we're doing in our city and obviously kick off college football season in 2021.
Are you worried about getting out of Hoover okay down there?
Well, yeah, so far so good. I mean, I think, you know, I think the conference had kind of made a decision that they were going to move it around. Obviously, they sent out an RFP for cities to bid on it. So, you know, it wasn't anything that was kind of a surprise. I think they were going to make a decision to start kind of rotating it. They did last year to Atlanta. And, you know, I think given the success that we've had the last few years with, you know, the Predators run and all the viewing parties downtown to the NHL All-Star Weekend to the NFL Draft, you know, I think you can turn this into a little bit more of a fan event or fan engagement than they have in the past. And I feel like we've got it downtown and with a new Grand Hyatt and the Nashville Yards at the top of Broadway, I think we've got a lot of opportunities that will give the SEC and we'll see how they want to go with that.
This is Greg Ruff. Great work that you've done. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, obviously, as a lot of people in the sports industry are. And what I think, you know, people wonder, you know, what will make it different here? And it's just, I think we've seen that with the NFL. We saw it with the Stanley Cup. Nashville has set a trend in doing things differently and better maybe than other cities, and new ideas come from bringing it to different cities. If it stays in Hoover, nothing wrong with it there. It meets the need. But if you take it different places, Atlanta to the College Football Hall of Fame to Nashville, wherever it may be, you're going to see new ways of doing things, and I think it'll make the event better. And I think it can be more fan-friendly and generate even more attention for the football and kickoff season.
Well, I think the discussions today, Greg, to that point have been that you know, here are a lot of options. Here are some things that we've done for some other events. The red carpet we did for the NHL All-Star Weekend, where they had their set for NFL Draft, they being ESPN down there, where it was weatherproof as far as the construction of it, but yet you had fan accessibility to watch the interviews and to see that. So, you know, once we get a little farther along with the construction of the Hyatt and certainly Nashville Yards area, you know, that's going to be a key component on kind of that decision-making process of how really ESPN, their game day set, SEC Network, the SEC, how they want to kind of present this event down the road. I think from our standpoint as a host city, we've got a lot of examples that have been very successful for other events to kind of present to them and allow them to make a decision of where they want to have the vision for this event going and then hopefully help them execute that vision. So, you know, sometimes you're in the backseat of some events and just trying to operate the events that you've been on, and sometimes you get a chance to kind of make some recommendations. And that's kind of where we are right now in the discussion of kind of really kind of painting that vision. And that'll happen over the next 6 to 8 months. We'll get a little farther along with the construction of the hotel and thinking about upper Broadway, if you will, rather than lower Broadway, and how do we utilize and connect both of them.
Can you make sure that I can get in and out of Turnip Truck, though, during that week?
Well, when you're talking food, I think you're sitting with the right guy there, him and Joe. I think, you know, they connect you probably better than I can, Greg.
All right.
Well, yeah, you're welcome to the Southern Steak and Oyster too, Scott, okay? So come on down.
I know.
I'll see you Friday, Scott.
I can. You try not to miss it. He usually invites me on Friday, but I heard the lead-in, and I guess Joe is coming back, and that locks it now.
Well, as mentioned, Joe takes 5 day, you know, the normal Monday through Friday, unless that Friday is at a place we're going to go have eats. So he'll be back. Scott Ramsey with us. He is the president and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council. And as I understand, they put out bids for, I guess, is 22 and 23 still open? I know Atlanta next year, Nashville 21, 22, 23 still open?
Yeah, it is, Greg. You know, they sent out RFP, or request for proposal, which is pretty standard in our industry. With, hey, here's all the things that are required that we need, and you know, thankful that the Grand Hyatt was willing to kind of do it, because hotel rates were important, and meeting space and having the appropriate meeting space and all that for all their breakouts were important. And we had that. We've been on all 3 years. Several other cities did as well. I think six or seven cities presented bids. And they decided to award 21 to us, which we were very appreciative of, but they decided to delay the decision on 22 and 23. So I don't know the real timeline for that decision, but, you know, hopefully we're still in play for one of those years as well. We're going to push for it, obviously. Would love to have all three, to be greedy. You know, we'll see how it goes and the timeline. But we're certainly pressing forward and think this is an event that I think converges well in Nashville. Midsummer, there's not a lot of other sporting events that we can kind of go and land for that time of year. So there's not many events out there in the midsummer that are rotating around the country. So a chance to kind of converge the entertainment, downtown entertainment scene with sports media and 1,000 media folks here really kind of a all-star cast when you start talking about all the SEC coaches and kind of pumping up college football. I think it's a great opportunity for us to kind of turn this into a real event rather than just some interviews.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've been up and seen Joe Rexroad's column this morning or not. Have you?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw it. And, you know, I think Joe makes some good points, but I also think that any time we have a chance to showcase our city, with that much media in town for 4 days, as you know, I think that's positive. And I think that's something that we're going to continue to kind of push for events that fit our city well. I think this one is. It may not be on the scale, and I'm not sure anything's ever going to be on the scale again of our NFL draft. But those events, from the standpoint of resources and everything, take a big drain on us from the police and security folks to public works to, downtown businesses and the road closures and things like that. So, an event like this in the summer to kind of bring, this much coverage and promotion to our city, we think that's an overall positive thing, and we'll continue to kind of pursue those events. But, we'll see how it goes in 2021 and evaluate it after that.
Well, when I talk to Joe, I'm just going to say, hey, we're capable of multitasking here in this city, okay? It's not going to get lost. So that's my
comment. Scott, if you could, make sure that all the bachelorette parties understand when this weekend is, okay?
Yeah, I'm glad that's not on my job description. Everybody knows what's coming.
Well, and Butch Spiridon doesn't claim it either, so no one claims the Pedal Taverns. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, maybe that's why Big Joe went on vacation. He's working on his ability to deal with Pedal Taverns and bachelorette parties.
Well, the latter, I think, the bachelorette parties are okay. The Pedal Taverns, if it was up to Joe, they would be kindling. So, Scott Ramsey with us, President, CEO of the Nashville Sports Council, Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. You mentioned it earlier, but the new deal there, I just want to touch base on that. 6-year deal. SEC and Big Ten, and that's from the 20 through 25 seasons, and remaining part of that pool process with Outback, Gator, Belk, Las Vegas, Texas, AutoZone, and with the Liberty Bowl. I like the flexibility of that, and I love. Hey, if you take Clemson out of the ACC, the Big Ten is, in my mind, the second best conference. But I like the partnership with the two Big Ten and the SEC.
Well, I do too. I really think it was a positive move for us. I think we had an unbelievable partnership with the ACC, but it's been 14 years, and I think anytime we can kind of hit a little bit of a refresh on the matchups,
We can expose our city to some new fan bases. I think the flexibility that we've had in the last 5 years, and this being the current six-year deal between being able to kind of rotate ACC Big Ten with the Gator Bowl, has really exposed us to some new fan bases and some new areas to kind of come to Nashville and promote Nashville. We had really a great turnout from Nebraska, from Northwestern, and from Purdue, and I think that really emphasizes that being the only drive-to market for them has really kind of fit with the change in how bowl travel has kind of evolved over the last 10 to 15 years, to where fans are really looking for that kind of regional, travel destination. And I think we really fit that well. Big Ten, SEC are obviously huge brands, big state schools, and only play each other in the postseason. And we're one of those destinations. And we moved up in the process, so we're right there with Citrus Outback and some New Year's Day games, which 10, 15 years ago was a real stretch for us. So, I think it's a positive move, and hopefully we'll deliver some matchups that will fill our stadium and fill our city and do some great ratings for us as well.
Well, especially with the Big Ten component there, I understand you're going to get the third Big Ten team after the whoever might go to the college football playoff or the New Year's Six games. You get that third team from the Big Ten. That's strong.
Yeah, it is. And again, it's the highest that we've ever been in kind of a selection process. And now I think it'll continue to deliver. I mean, I think the pool process that you referred to earlier was a huge move for us, because I think that allowed Nashville to kind of be a destination, against some others. And regionally, again, that's kind of what people are looking for. And I think we really present a great 3 to 4 day kind of getaway. And we've seen some great results. I mean, LSU, Notre Dame, Tennessee, Nebraska. Last year, of course, Auburn, Purdue. I mean, we had 60,000 in the stands, and we didn't have a close game on the field. Everything else was just a great week, and Kentucky, Northwestern did well. So, I mean, I think we've seen some matchups that we weren't able to get to. A&M, Louisville. We had a Heisman winner playing, and we had A&M here for the first time. So, I think part of the mission of the bowl is to fill up our city, and I think now we can kind of tap into, the Iowas and the Nebraskas and Wisconsins and Michigans and Penn States. It'll only enhance our game and hopefully enhance the impact of the bowl to the city.
Scott, coaches, athletic directors, they always have a list of what happens if I lose this coach or this assistant coach or whatever. On your list, What's next for you? What is there still a wish list for you? You've done this a while. You've brought in a lot of great, helped bring in a lot of great events to this city. Is there something on the list that you still want to get? We've gotten the NHL draft, the NFL draft. Who would have thought that? What's next on the list? Is there anything you want to throw out there?
Well, I think this year has been a real monumental year for us. Before I answer kind of what's ahead, I think extending the SEC basketball tournament through 2035, the longest deal in the country between an event and a city, was monumental for us. And really is an event that just continues to fit our city really well. We just talked about the extension of the bowl and moving up with the Big Ten and kind of being perceived a lot differently nationally on that. Has really been good. I think the marathon continues to deliver both charitable dollars and a great impact to our city. So those are kind of our three anchors. But, it's kind of funny you say this, but I think the one event that I think would just blow the doors off is WrestleMania. By the time you look at that from an event, you use the stadium, you use the arena, you use a convention center, you fill up the hotels. It's about 5 days long, and the impact is unbelievable. Now, I'm skipping over, obviously, some facility needs. Men's Final Four, College Football National Championship Game, Super Bowl are obviously, the top three. We're in play for the World Cup, which would be an unbelievable event in 2026. And so I think when you look at those four events, three of them are going to be probably predicated in the next 4 or 5, 6 years of talking about the stadium and our ability to bid on those or pursue those. World Cup, obviously, we're in play for. So, you know, I think there's some really big events long term, but to have the anchor of SEC basketball, our Rock and Roll Marathon, and the bowl game very secure for the next 6+ years is really, I think, a good basis for us to kind of pick and choose some targets. And I think the Media Days is going to be a very successful event, a fun event, and one that we can really kind of put a little Music City spin on as well.
Yeah, I'm really, and I thought Greg asked a good question. What, you know, obviously the early part of this now, but what more can it be to have more of the general public involved? And I think that would be the cool thing to see, because that's, we do know how to throw a party here, Scott. You know, we do.
Well, I think the fan element is something. You look at an event like this, Greg, and you've been here. This event right now is purely aimed at the media getting their ability to kind of do their stories preseason. How can we kind of add a fan element to it? And I know the fan passion and the amount of alumni from the all SEC schools in Nashville. You know, I think we can really create something that's pretty exciting. Now, I say that I'm on the host side, so. You know, it's ultimately the SEC's event. It's going to be their decision, and probably with their broadcast partner, how we want to set that up with ESPN and the network. So, you know, I'm anxious for those discussions, and hopefully we'll be able to put something on that's pretty unique and pretty individual to Nashville.
Scott, you're welcome Friday at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Come on down.
You got it, Greg, but I'll be in Chicago with the Big Ten.
That's for Thursday.
Friday. So looking forward to going up there and kind of continue to kind of build some relationships with their leadership and athletic director. So and promoting the city a little bit. But I'll take you up on that here on one of these Fridays coming up.
Tell Jerry DiNardo I said hello, please.
If I see him, I will.
Yeah, good dude. Hey, Scott, appreciate it, man. Thank you, buddy.
See you guys. Thanks.